Hey guys, it's your favorite sisters with the Confessions of a Reluctant Caregiver show on UK Health Radio. On the show, you'll hear caregivers confessing the good, the bad, and the completely unexpected. You're guaranteed to relate, be inspired, leave with helpful tips and resources, and of course, laugh. Now, let's jump right in to today's guest confession.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but this is the last episode of 2023.
We're totally dating this podcast. Do you understand that?
I know, but this is unbelievable. We have done over 100 podcasts this year.
It feels like over 100.
It does. <It's there>. So with the series, Natalie's series, The Diary of a Caregiver, with the additional educational series this year, we've done over 100 podcasts. I'm just amazed. I mean, January 24th to the end of December. Wow.
It is pretty crazy if you think about it, because this time last year, we were just getting ready to start up and we really didn't know what we were doing.
No, Emily, did you know?
Didn't have a clue. And I was in the throes of caregiving at that point.
Oh, that's right. You were caring for mom. It feels like it's like, you know, 10 years later and it's not even been a full year.
So, and my question, my little refresher of this time last year, Emily, I know you had a Christmas tree up, but did it have any decorations?
No, we just went by the twilights, the twinkling of the lights.
Oh. You know, that is, if there's nothing that says caregiver, it's like, you know what? I've got the tree up. That counts. You know, nobody says what the tree has to be inclusive of. So I think you nailed it personally. And that's kind of, you know, as we think about, you know, why we wanted to do the podcast was to say, you're not alone. Like, caregiving's hard and there's some good times and then there's some not so good times that make that challenges that we experience.
And then there's some awful times.
Then there's some
horrible
bad. And so, and I think, you know, I just kind of refreshing everybody's memory, our why for why we wanted to do this was we just thought we can't be the only ones who feel this way. And the response to from you guys is just amazing. Amazing. We've had so many people come in and listen in and follow us on social media. And we've had so many cool opportunities. And the people, oh my God, guys, the people we've met and their stories. I wish I could, like, one day I'm going to put all their stories into a book and be like, you know, true confessions. And here's the lessons. Yeah. Like, there's so many lessons that I learned this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, today we are going to talk about a reflection of 2023. We're going to give the Cliff Notes of 2023.
Let's look back.
It's the Cliff Notes for us. A lot of it for us personally and for the podcast, and then a little foresight into 2024.
Ooh,
so
what's
are
coming?
You all ready?
Ooh, what's
it's
coming?
Like Oprah, get on the couch, ladies. Let's talk about it. Are you ready for
Let's
your confessions?
It.
Ready.
Ready.
All right. Caregiving 2023 has been very, very interesting for all of us,
yes,
for mom and for Jason. So I'm going to ask the question. We'll start out with, what was the hardest moment
of 2023?
Yep. Caregiving moment.
Oh,
not God. Flat tire. You cannot call flat tire, Emily. What was your hardest?
No, absolutely not. That was minor. That's nothing.
That's true. So you are all about a curb check, Em.
Give me a hard moment. Em, you got a hard moment? I know you do. I mean, you got to pick one.
I have multiple hard moments, but the most reoccurring hard moment I had was when mom, she'd have a boost of energy with her medicine and she'd get in the refrigerator every night. And I'd wake up to the perfect storm every morning of food on the ceiling, food on the floor. And I just felt like I was constantly cleaning. That was a reoccurring, like Groundhog's Day over, over, over and over. So that was a real hard moment.
I know with that moment and I'm like, oh, remember this. I know that was tough because we all had the conversation like, mom, don't get in the fridge or don't use the stove in the middle of the night. It's dangerous. So, I mean, that's like a reversal of roles. Is that the frustrating? Is that like the heart of it, Em?
Yes, that was, I think out of all of this, I learned the most that she's also an individual, a human being. She's not just my mom. I don't have to step back as, you know, a caregiver or a daughter. Somehow I had to find that in the middle kind of moment that she is still an adult. So this person still is a human being, no matter what their disability is. Mm-hmm. And you can't treat them like your children at all. You have to talk to them, you know, human to human. So that was something I learned big time. Yeah. That I thought, oh, yeah, a mom will follow the rules for safety that we don't burn down the house.
But that, mom, that was rules? No.
What? She hadn't had rules in so long. She didn't know what rules were. And you come in like a mama bear. And you know, I think this is a thing, and I think everyone can relate to this. As caregivers, we come in and we come in with good intentions, like that we have safety at heart. We want you to be happy. We want, and we really strongly believe that these, like if you do it this way, or if you take your meds, or if we are planful in advance, it will make it easier and everybody's happy. And then when the person that you're supporting is like, no, I want to do it this way, and it's really polar opposite, like no, you're gonna get killed if you do that, or I am going to have a total crap show of cleaning up if you do that, like I'd love for you to cook, but could we not cook at 3 a.m.
Thank you. Yeah. So I've asked myself the question next, because Natalie, I know, will be Jason. But for me, hard was, first of all, it was the respite that we did in February that Natalie and I did when Emily finally got a break. But it wasn't so much like, it was the duty of the respite, like learning and seeing what Emily did every day, like what you did every waking moment, Emily.
Next level of respect.
So it is the next level of respect. But I think just first of all, seeing that and the responsibility that we laid on you as long distance caregivers, that hurt me, first of all. So I need to tell you that, because
she's going
to
cry, Emily.
I'm sorry. Like,
insert tears.
I know. It's like my therapy session. So first of all, that hurt me because I was, you know, I'm the oldest, and it's going to all come back to my guilt. I'm going to get a t-shirt this year. No guilt.
I was, and then on the back, no guilt.
No.
So that's our t-shirt.
That was the one thing. But then when I got there, I think that's hard for long distance caregivers, because first of all, I was like, holy crap, Emily's doing all this. But then secondly, as a long distance caregiver, getting there and seeing how much mom had declined. So I had like a visit 3 months prior, and then coming in and seeing it, that was kind of so that was my heart, was like, oh my gosh, we got to talk to mom and say, mom, maybe it's time to make this transition to skilled nursing or skilled community. Yeah. So that was my heart. That was my heart with mom. Mm. Natalie, what was your heart?
Well, I'm going to do both. And so I'm always going to be super, super honest with folks, because my relationship, I don't want to say I'm the least favorite, but JJ and Emily are the most. So with our mom, and you know what, that's okay. Because honestly, I think this is really important to understand that relationships are super complicated, and I am not as close to mom. And I think it's really because I am the most like her, and I probably challenged her the most, and we sometimes drive each other crazy. And I think that's super important to note, because sometimes you won't always, you don't have to like the person you're caring for to care for them. Okay. So that's something we've learned over the last year, is like, sometimes you don't like that person, and that's okay. How do you support that person regardless? So related to mom, I think the hardest part for me was I am very good at being a long distance caregiver for mom and letting you guys take the lead. I am very good at it. And I want to be like best supporting actress to you guys, because I'm not that great with mom, because I get frustrated because she doesn't listen. And you can tell I don't have kids. And so, but it's frustrating. And so, but the hardest part for me was watching you guys carry so much of the burden. And the burden emotionally, the burden, Emily, the burden physically, giving up so much of your life, which I had said, hey, I'm just so concerned about this. And then I'm like, I'm going to support you. You want to do this. But to watch that, but to see how that affected us, how caregiving affected our relationship. And at times we were not, we were at each other. And I think that's so important to share. Like, oh yeah, we're like the wonder triplets, right? But there are times when each of us have gotten frustrated with one another and related to mom, and I see it, I accept it. Like, we've had some tough words with one another. We've had times when we probably took a break for a couple of days from one another or had to step back and we had to talk about something completely different. I think the hardest part has been losing a part of us, like our conversations are so focused on mom that mm-hmm. we lose our individuality in what ourselves, like, oh, this is what I did at work, or this is what I did here. Mm-hmm. Or Emily, I'd call you and it'd feel like, I know you had to feel like we're just calling and ask about mom mm-hmm. and there's nothing else to talk about because all you focused on was mom. And I'm like, that's not great. And so I think it's like saying that out loud to say, hey, we've had a hard time and we're super tight. Like, we're tight. We're thick as thieves. And it was hard for us. And I think the biggest piece of that had to be, we had to forgive each other and give each other a ton of grace. I like a whole dump truck of grace, because yeah. Oh, okay. You said something crappy via text, or you said something kind of beep over the phone, or because I say shitty, but the reality is that it happens. It's, what are you going to do with it? So you're going to ruin your relationship because of the stress of caregiving. And the answer is, it's never going to be worth it. So you acknowledge it. And then how do you move forward with it?
So what's a
thank hard you for attending my TED talk.
Yeah. So what's a hard, oh, the with, hard Jason? With Jason? Like a hard moment with Jason. Hard moment.
The hard moment with Jason is very simple. It is, I had no clue what our life was going to be like after his cancer. The new normal, we were not prepared for. And so the hardest thing has been establishing a new normal and helping him live with the side effects from day to day and still being just as helpless as I was as the day he was diagnosed.
Yeah.
And you know, and accepting that, like, I'm finally a wife and a caregiver, and I've accepted, and some days I'm, you are manager and wife. And sometimes I'm, because caregiving goes in and out. If you think that caregiving ends, like if your person survives, right? And so, like a complex health, so Jason had cancer and he's no cancer detected. Well, if you look at his photos right now, you think, oh, he looks great. He's never looked better. Nobody would know that he has back and neck issues and that his salivary glands are burned up and all that stuff. And then, and he doesn't show it. See, because we're all good. If you think about it, we're all good putting on our faces. We all wear our mask. Remember that time, Emily, that one episode with our bestie, what's his name? Joel, the Holy Trinity, mm-hmm. you know, Joel and Jane. Joel Osteen talked about the masks that we wear and that most people don't get to see the behind it because you got to feel super safe. Anyway, thank you for attending my TED talk.
Again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, all right. So there's always a hard, but a funny moment, a moment that made you laugh. Just a quick funny. Anybody got a funny?
Emily, do the funny.
Okay, funny. Okay, a good funny time is sad, but funny at the same time.
Let's have it.
Mom had slipped and fallen, and I caught her. We were in her bedroom. I was helping her change clothes, and she had slipped and fell. So I'm trying to catch her, and at the same moment, I get her, and then I fall. I trip and fall. So we're both rolling on the floor, probably peed on ourselves.
Oh, that's a given. That's a given. There's a product out there I hear for that, though, Emily.
And we were like, oh my gosh, we have both fallen.
I think Tina, if you'll look them up, they make a product that will help you both, you know.
I'm actually thinking about peeing right now because that was funny.
Whoever wants to sponsor us, anything, you know, bladder incontinence is real, people.
That's great, Emily.
That's a whole different episode. That's not even caregiving. Like, welcome to womanhood. I just peed on myself because I laughed.
Oh, you know, for me, I everything you have, we say you have to laugh or you'll cry. So my laughter moment was, I'm so mad at a certain phone company because they sold mom iPhone. So
you're never sponsoring us.
Yeah. So I'm not going. We're not going to go any further than that.
Starts with a V,
ends with
I. The day I got the call from the director of nursing, and she said, your mom has lost her phone. I was like, I'm sorry, what? I'm still making payments on that. I'm still mad. And she had it, somehow her phone, this phone had gone out in the laundry. And so the laughter came when, thankfully, the laundry folks found it. It did not.
They may have not returned the rest of her clothes, but they sure as hell returned her phone.
They did return the phone. And that folks was, then I could laugh about it, but I'm like, mom, the lesson there is, mom, you have to give her the lecture. Mom, if this phone gets washed or you break it, there is not going to be another phone. But we finally were just like, you know, mom sent her iPhone out in the laundry, and I was just.
Out twice, has it? She, it's super clean.
No, but I did learn how to find her. This is educational.
Education.
I did learn how to attach her iPhone to my phone so that at any time I can find her iPhone. So now they just call me. They're like, your mom's lost her phone. I'm like, oh, love of God, please help me so that I find it. But it's usually not charged. So any phone company, please do not sell anyone with any older person with it. Do not sell an iPhone.
Let's just be kind. And I don't know if there should be a card for I'm old enough to purchase a cell phone, or please don't upsell the hell out of somebody.
Funny moment, Natalie.
It's taking advantage of the elderly.
It
really is. So no. Yeah. No kudos to Verizon. That's all.
Oops, we said
you're
your
not
name.
To say that.
I said it started with a V and ended with Eisen.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you. We're sorry. Verizon, if you want to help me pay that phone off, we'd really appreciate it. So I can,
taking in kind donations towards mom's
maybe a
phone.
Flip phone. So, okay, Natalie, funny with Jason. You got a funny?
I'm going to go back to funny with mom because funny with Jason is, I'd have to really think about it because I think Jason's just more like, and Emily would say this, he's got the patience of Job. Anybody, you guys really can tell does. I am high maintenance. And so he is like, no, I think my funny has to be, and it wasn't funny. This is the thing. It's not funny at the time. It's funny after. And it's when Medicare thought mom was deceased. And I'm going to tell you, people, if you haven't read the blog that we did when, because we had to resurrect our mom in the eyes of Medicaid, she's along with Jesus. She's always had the red line to God because she's, you know, she loves the Lord. And we're totally supportive of that. But I'm going to tell you, so here's the thing.
Wait, I got to jump in here and say, I almost said that one, Natalie, but that's really still a touchy topic for me.
I'm still emotional.
Oh yeah. Well, that's because you were in the middle of it with a snot sandwich. Like when they told us that, you know, we didn't realize that, Emily had forwarded mom's mail and then the forwarding stops. Thank you, USPS. We just thought that lasted forever. And we forgot to then go in and manually change mom's address. So when mom's pension check from our dad got returned back, they just assumed she was dead. Didn't think to call any of the 400 numbers on the contact, and we won't say who they are. Yeah. But then it was, Jay, I remember, and so it was CVS. We love you, CVS Specialty Pharmacy, and Eileen. We love you. It was
thank CVS, you for saving us.
Thank you for saving us, because they were the ones that tipped us off to say, hey, your mom's medication's been denied, which is a big deal because she takes it, that the her Parkinson's meds free flow. And, but it was really, Jay, the funny part is not the funny part like you, everybody would expect. It's when you called me crying and said, Medicare thinks mom's dead. And my response was, is she? And so
that's true.
And you were like, no. And I was like, okay, I didn't think so. And so, cause hi, you can tell why I'm the middle. But, and then all we had to do, everything, we did so much to try to get mom's Medicare turned back on. And some people, here's the thing. And we all know this as caregivers. Some people make it hard on you and some people make it easy. Yeah. And Eileen with CVS Specialty Pharmacy made our lives easier because they did not charge us up front to pay for mom's meds. They said, you know, you've got an established history. We'll work with you so that you don't have to pay almost, you know,
$7,000. So that was the breakdown moment. I think that was
Thank you, CVS. We love you.
So if you haven't read the blog, we will tell you, read the blog because it was quite a journey.
We'll put the link in the show notes. What a novel
idea. Yeah, we do. We should.
Oh, we got show notes. We'll put the link in. Well, also, hey, you know what we should also do? We should put the link in for the banana pudding.
Oh, yeah. We'll share that one too.
Oh, so, gosh.
All kinds of like flashbacks to
that
our
that way,
favorites.
Emily, when you can't find it.
Another story entirely. Okay, I'm moving on. I'm moving on, girls. Moving I'm keeping on, us on task.
Honestly, yeah. So honestly, resurrecting mom. And it took about 4 weeks to resurrect our mom in the eyes of Medicare.
So. UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles. Cider with Rosie, Common or Garden, Ant and Deck, Fish and Chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right. So let's talk about the podcast. How many of the three of us had listened to a podcast, yes or no, before we launched our podcast on the 24th of January?
I didn't.
I hadn't.
Crickets.
I don't count Joel, Emily.
He wasn't a podcast. He was just like a video watch.
I think he was kind of a podcast, but.
I
didn't really count that because I didn't really understand podcasts, to be honest with you.
No, I didn't.
I wasn't podcasting. I was YouTubing him.
Yeah, we were
YouTubing. Oh, you know, you're exactly right. So that doesn't count. Yeah. It was not a podcast. It was actually a YouTube. So technically, I had actually never listened to a podcast.
So we want to be totally transparent, as we say. Never listened to a podcast.
Nope.
How hard can it be?
How hard can
this be? We have had a lot of fantastic, amazing guests. And we have a lot of memorable moments. So memorable guests, and all of them were. And I think it's important to say that of all these guests, they have blessed us. I feel like we blessed our listeners, but these podcast guests have blessed me. Like, they're healing.
They are some therapy.
They're therapy. They've saved me a lot of money. So funny moment, like a funny, well, it's not even have to be a funny, but what's your memorable moment?
Memorable.
Like, tell me about like one guest, like a memorable
one
that got you. Well, so tell me, you can tell me a couple if you need to.
Emily goes Natalie. First. Nope.
Emily goes first.
I can go first easily.
Go.
Everybody always touched my heart in one way or another, what they were going through, how I could empathize with it. But someone specifically showed me really what true love was and what a true caretaker can be. And that's Robert Party all the way.
Oh my God. I love Robert Party.
You know, we were all falling, you know, the snot rolling down. That man, absolutely sharing his story and his love for his wife and through humor and love. And it really touched me the most. And thank you, Robert. We would love to come to, what was it? Is it Italy?
We'll have to do a follow-up episode for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Loved
it. It was him and Desiree. His wife was, his wife's name was Desiree.
You know, that he has a new book coming out called After.
It's a compilation of stories, I think.
It's a compilation of stories about the before, but after caregiving ends and how you move on. It's a compilation of 12 stories. So we'll put that in the show notes too, Robert, because I'm looking forward to reading that
Robert.
If I haven't read it. So.
And I don't know, we could just talk to him for hours. He took us to church many times. You know what? I'm going to say this. There wasn't one, and I think this is really important for all of our guests who've been on. There wasn't one bad guest. Like there has not been one bad guest. And so if we don't name somebody, it's not because we're like, oh, you sucked. No,
it's not it at all.
No, it's not even that. I mean, like it's, there's some that we laughed. There's some that we just cried. There's an episode with former governor of Wisconsin, who's going to be coming on in the coming months. That is JJ and I started crying at minute two. Like it was a total show. It was like, he was just so wonderful and he has the book, My Two Elaines. That's like a little teaser. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I have several folks that are my favorite. I love, from our first episodes, Laurette Foggini, who, has Lola. She has, children's books on, talking about how to talk to children about, your aging or loved one who has Alzheimer's, or dementia or chronic health. It really translates. You can use those stories. And she just put out a second book. And so, but what was so funny is she talks about her guilt. My question for every one of them is, what's your favorite guilty pleasure? And between her and Candace Draw, who we love you, Candace, and your love of coffee, I just respect every day. Mm-hmm. But Laurette talked about her two fingers of Maker's Mark at night. That was a favorite. Candace loved, it was dark chocolate. It was chocolate covered strawberries and Russell Crowe.
Yeah. That was true. That was a memorable one.
That was her
loves. Yes.
Oh, and Amber Wilburn, who had boobs and bowling. Amber Wilburn talked about her mom. She supported her mom. I'm kind of looking through my list here. Janet Brennan. Notice there's a lot of alcohol involved here. I keep going back to Janet. You know, it is when we're recording this, it's early December. And I feel like we need to reach out to Janet and ask her to send us some of those special candies that she makes during the
I believe holiday. Those are known as bourbon balls.
Those are bourbon balls. Hold the balls. And so so that was a good one. We love our friends Logan and Becky Pickles.
Yeah.
The Pickles. Yeah. Love the Pickles.
We just keep going through the list. So
I love Christina Keys, her love for Jason Momoa.
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh my God.
Christina Keys sacrificed so. Everybody did.
Everybody did.
Well, and then there's Cameron Huddleston, Jay. If you think about Cameron,
she wrote the book.
She talked about having a difficult conversation, those conversations around financial planning and she kept having kids during caregiving.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah. I was like, I would have put that on a pause.
So I'm going to say, first of all, the Marchetti family.
Oh,
I'm going to say
the Marchettis.
So I'm going to say that
Chris and
that Anthony. Doreen and Mike, they're going to get me on this. They were good.
No,
but Chris and Anthony, the boys, they're inside as young men and they're just their love. First of all, I love that. Just being able to interview them was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then one that really touched me was Jordan Peace.
Oh, I love Jordan Peace.
And it was, I think it was the moment when he talked about people saying to one of his little girls,
oh, that's right.
Be careful, you know, be careful when she's walking. And he would go behind her and say, be strong and courageous.
Oh.
And Jordan's story is really special, not only for his mom and
his grandmother,
but also about his future. And he just, that story really touched me. And then, you know, the other one that is the quote that we say is from the Fisher House. And it was David Coker, who's their president. And I remember that one of the first things he said was, it's a good day to be in the blessing business. Mm. And that's one of the things I'm going to take with me into 2024 is, as a caregiver, as in life, it's a good day to be in the blessing business. And if you can give a blessing, and that's a smile, that's anything. Those are some of the just highlights. I loved everybody though, I have to say. And they all, I've been blessed by so many.
Wait a second. I've got one more that I got to say.
Okay.
Because you said the Marchettis. Because we have people really love when we bring on siblings.
Oh, yeah.
Schlesel sisters. They are just like us.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
It's Jen, Jamie, and Jessie. Love you ladies. And I met oldest sister Jennifer on the plane going from Chicago to LA for a conference. Yep. And we talked, and she had no free will. And we talked the whole time and we had the best time. And then when she brought her sisters on and they talked about their love for Buddy, their brother, their buddy is, which is Matt. Matt is the second oldest. And the Schlesel sisters, we love you. Like, oh, and we're still going to vacation with them. I'm going to tell you right now, we should go on a cruise on Norwegian with the Schlesel sisters. I don't know that an NCL boat could hold six sisters like this.
That's true. That's true.
I'm going to tell you. Oh, we should have all of our guests go on a cruise. That would be feel good.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good idea.
Lesson learned during this year, like in your caregiving experience, and something that you learned that you kind of, you kind of take weight in, and we're going to take with us either from the podcast or from experiences in our own caregiving. What's something you feel like you've learned, Nedley?
I go to Emily first.
Sorry, Emily.
Completely. I know this sounds so minuscule, but self-care. You hear it even when you're raising your kids. You've got to take care of yourself first, or you're not going to be a good parent, or, you know, you're not going to be a good caregiver. And until I started doing self-care, and that's when I finally was able to live again, that I am somebody separated from caregiving, being a mom, taking care of others. So I've noticed that I did flourish the most when I put myself first. That didn't diminish my duties with mom, but it made me a happier person. If I could just get a few hours away or go on that walk, share some time with friends, just get that time away, that I was 100% a better caregiver if I took care of myself first.
Yeah. Because if something happened to you, then mom would be, we wouldn't have anybody to care for mom. But there's so many different people that need care, is that when caregivers don't take care of themselves, that's just, and you know, Dr. Ann Kinney said that in her podcast.
That's right.
She writes a prescription for when she sees a patient. She's a geriatric physician. I think that's what she is.
She's a doctor of the older people.
Yes, she is. That's exactly right. But I know she writes the prescription that says for both the patient and for the caregiver, that she will say, okay, what are you doing for yourself?
Do you remember? So here's a spoiler alert. Jean Lee, who we'll be having in the new year, because we've recorded some already into the new year. She also talked about, she and her sister, when both of her parents had, I believe, Alzheimer's at the same time, varying levels or varying degrees. And the doctor, one of the scripts that they wrote, that's what they talked about. I think it's crazy that the very beginning when we started recording, and then Jean last month talked about how the doctor would write orders, and that's how her parents would follow the order. And they were like, must give up car. You are not going to drive for safety reasons. And it took that. And so it goes into like team and the caregiver really being part of the team, which is the medical team. We've talked about that in the past, is how important it is for physicians and teams who treatment teams who are supporting the person you're caring for, that you're a part of that conversation. Because Emily, your voice at the table when mom's appointments, or JJ, when you're there on the calls, our voices as caregivers are so important because we see so much and we see it from different angles. And I think don't be fearless in stepping up and having your voice heard with physicians, because our medical community needs to really hear caregivers for the valuable information that helps direct treatment.
What about you, Nat? Lesson learned this year?
Crickets.
I think the biggest lesson learned is, and it's a carryover from last year. Last year, I learned the lesson that I was stronger than I thought. This year, when I read the specialty series, when I read my diary entries, I didn't realize how strong I was during that time. The journal, I had never read the journal entries, and I was stronger than I thought. And so I think the lesson learned is, from listening to the other stories, is that you're stronger than you think you are. You really can do hard things, and that you need to give yourself grace and permission, the same grace and permission you'd give anyone else. Give it to yourself. You're going to make mistakes. You don't have to be perfect. You can take the mask of perfectionism off. Caregiving is going to show you very quickly that you are not in control. And so if there's a lesson there, is really being able to go with the ebbs and flows of caregiving, and giving yourself some grace that if you make a mistake, it's okay. Here's not if, when you make a mistake, when you say something wrong that you might be like, dang it, you need to own it and acknowledge it. So it's almost like name it to tame it, name it and let it go. Yeah. Just don't hold on to it. Cause guilt, my oldest sister, is a very powerful thing. And if you let guilt take you on an ugly roller coaster ride,
that's true.
It'll put you under.
That's true.
That's my lesson.
So there, thank you for this therapy session. So I would say my lesson learned is that, my expectations are not always the same as mom's. In saying that, I know when we moved mom into skilled nursing, into that community, I went into it and we have to decorate, you know, look at the color of the walls, look at this, you know, I was really frustrated because
we were putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, I have to say, because, and this is emotional for me, I wish I could have done better, but just because of mom's pump, and there were a lot of reasons why, that's another podcast entirely, we couldn't get mom into certain facilities. They wouldn't take her medical device. And I wanted her to have different, I didn't want her to have fluorescent lights. I wanted there to be chandeliers and things like that. And that was really upsetting for me. I never wanted that to happen. I felt like I was letting my dad down. Guilt. But I remember the first time I called her and she didn't answer the phone. And I was like, where's mom? You know, someone has stolen her from skilled nursing. And I called her back. she finally, I guess I called her back. I was like, mom, is everything okay? Where have you been? And she said to me, oh, I've been out playing bingo. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb your day. And I realized that it's going to be okay. And I remember Sue Ryan, who was on the podcast, she said to me, you know, you got to pick the important things. You know, maybe your hair doesn't get their hair. Her husband was in a facility. His hair might not get brushed, but you know, his teeth got brushed and his linens were changed. And if they were soiled, and the important stuff happened, JJ, but if his hair doesn't get brushed one day, is that really worth a fight? And so for mom, is the paint color, is that really important? But was she happy? Did someone talk to her? And so I got to realize that if she's happy, that's enough. So I do the best I can. So that's kind of my lesson learned. So anyway.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
That's where I am.
You know, so. I think we should do a spoiler alert too. Something that the governor said with my two Elaines, and that just has stuck with me, which is he talked about how he wanted to keep his wife in his world and he had to go to hers. Yeah. And I mean, you talk about tears coming down, snottiness going down, but that's the truth is, you know, especially with somebody who has a chronic illness, like with mom, you know, if you think about it, this is a good one. If you think about it, Jay, when we went in to do, we were super respite for Emily.
Yeah.
It was two of us. It took two of us to equal one Emily. And I honestly,
we didn't think do, we failed miserably. Emily.
We failed that crap too, but when we took, you know, mom, we had these grand plans like, oh, we're going to go and we're going to go shopping and we'll get mom's hair done and we'll go out to dinner and we'll go do just like what we would have done in the past when we came in to visit. And what we quickly realized is that mom couldn't do those things. And that was a hard pill to swallow because I don't think it's a mortality thing. I think it's the beginning phase of like grief. I think you really have to name those things. Like I grieve for the times that we went because we went, mom used to pick us up and we'd go, remember that one time we went to Destin? Like she got mad because dad was playing softball. You're welcome for this family. This is a little family dysfunction. Dad was playing softball. Mom didn't want to go. And mom's like, let's go, girls. We're going to Florida. And we live in Tennessee. And it was Thursday, I think. And we were like, okay, thumbs up because we're totally down with it because we're used to being a foursome because dad played softball. Our dad passed a massive heart attack playing softball. I'm telling you, people, he loved it. And that's good. Do what you love. Okay. I'm not saying there's anything bad, but there's the loss of the camaraderie that we had with you run and you go shopping or you go and you go have dinner or you go have this. And our mom, we are an extension of our mom. Our personalities are an extension of our mom. And so it doesn't matter your relationship or not, the loss of being able to have that, like, of course we're going to go eat. Of course we're going to do that. Of course we'll go shopping. That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's harder for people. Emily, you were right in it. And I don't know how you feel about this. You were in it day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And because I came in, I'm like a great grandparent. I come in every couple of minutes, you know, months. And I see it. I think it hits harder because I don't see it every day.
Right. Yeah. And what it takes for a caregiver to get out to those functions. So there were some days that, we would go, we'd go to Carm, we would just walk around or just something simple. And then there's some days where, we weren't able to go out. And I just had to accept it no matter what my huge plans were. I think it was easier for me because having three kids, there was, you know, there's so much preparation. It's very similar to caregiving, just prep, prep, prep. But then if somebody has a meltdown or somebody's sick, game over, you're staying home. So you just make the best of it each day.
That's a good point. It is. And I think even though JJ and I don't have biological children, I've always said that I've raised other people's children, but caregiving is different. Yeah. And Emily, let me ask you this. Having been the mama of three magnificent children who are sometimes questionable at best, love you guys. what do you think? What's easier, parenting or caregiving?
Oh, absolutely. Being a mama, taking care of your babies. Cause I think I'd say sometimes I was like, it was easier to take care of three toddlers. They're at three under three than I have one of,
mom.
It really was, because it was just a whole different level of caregiving.
Mm, that's totally true. Well, and I think that's really important, because they also couldn't talk a lot too. And so, or they knew you're in charge. And I think that's the difference, because people are like, oh, well, how's it different than being a parent? It's different.
Oh, it's different.
That person has free will. That person's going to have an opinion. That person is that their own loss of sense, identity, and independence. Like, that's the thing I think as caregivers that we sometimes lose, is we don't see the loss of the person we're caring for. Like, we just want to help and we have such good intentions. And dang it, if you don't do it the way I want you to do it, I don't know why you're so ungrateful. And I'm just sitting here, that's a lesson learned. Like, we had to sell mom's car. So Jason doesn't get to do certain things, and he's going to push back on me. I'm like, Jason, you shouldn't do that. And he's going to say, you can zip it. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. He did that to me earlier this week. Okay. I don't think you should do that. That could not turn out well. Okay. You do that then. Let's see what happens.
All right. So time is a good one, girls.
Oh, I know. We're just having a chat.
I know. So let's talk about the new year. Emily, a new year's resolution, which is, it's a resolution, but something that you want to make sure you do in 2024, that you're going to make a habit for life, that you're really going to try to do.
Honestly, it's got to go back to self-care. I just remember what little time I had to do anything for myself, I made time for self-care. But now that I'm back in just me by myself, or me as a couple with Brandon, I've kind of let those things go to the side. So I'm like, I've got to put self-care first, and just reaching people where they're at, whatever level they're at, be there, be positive, and extend that hand of beautiful grace every day.
Mm. I'm telling you, Joel should be on our show. Hi, Joel Osteen. You should come here.
Emily, she's got this peace about her. I'm always amazed. Yeah. Like, it can be like so crazy wild, and she's just got that voice.
She's the calm in the middle of the hurricane. I'm going to tell you right now, she's the eye of the storm. And you have always been the eye of the storm, though, because you are typically the calm person. Remember that one time when we went on your 40th birthday on a cruise, and JJ and I got into it, and you made us, we should post that picture. JJ and I got into it over directions, and Emily basically called us out, because JJ and I are super type A and we just take turns. And so I was like, we're going this way. And JJ's like, no, we're going this way. And you're like, brother, you shut up and take a picture. And so
I was like, it is my 40th birthday trip. You need to hug. And then we took a picture.
Oh my God. She made us take a photo when we were mad. That was really Emily's like most strong moment ever.
But notice that both of us were like,
I was scared of her, actually. So Natalie, resolution.
Mm-hmm. What's yours?
I ask you first.
Well, what is my resolution?
There's an awkward silence.
It is awkward silence, because it's so personal.
So mine is, don't let good be the enemy of great.
Ooh.
Mm.
So, because I get in the weeds about everything, and I worry, guilt worry, and I worry about everything. And is it perfect? And then I can't get it done. And so it's like with mom, I have such a problem making decisions about stuff. So sometimes you just have to look at it and go, you know what? Good is good enough, and go forward and move on. So I'm gonna, that's one of my things. Natalie, okay, what you got now? I gave you time to think.
Thank you.
We got one more question too. So I get the sister question. So give it to me.
So it's what Emily said. It's what both of you guys said. It's relationship repair. And so sometimes you have to truly forgive to be happy, and you have to let some things go. And it's really hard when your past experiences really can influence that. And so continuing to work on my relationship with mom, continuing to work on my relationship in our new normal with Jason. I mean, we've really struggled. And that doesn't mean that you don't go and talk to somebody about it. Like, it's hard to be, the aftercare, after space care is really hard to navigate. And so I would encourage everyone, you know, if you're struggling with life after care or life during care, you should talk to someone and do the things that you need to do that is inclusive of self-care and spending time with your friends. But you may need to talk to somebody professionally. And I say that with all love and respect for the individuals.
Absolutely.
Because it's mostly me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here it is.
Last question.
I get the sister question. We have had many, many, many holiday seasons together, Christmas and New Year's. And if you look at our website and mm-hmm. our Facebook page, everything, there's going to be some proof of these many years, and they are fantastic. We have got a photo montage that you'll be seeing. Here it is. What is your favorite Christmas, New Year's memory with the three of us?
Okay. I've got it right about, and y'all are going to laugh at this.
Let's have it.
But mom would always wrap our presents, and they would be out for us to look at them. It felt like months in advance, but it was months. It felt like months. So I remember this one particular gift. We were like, what is that? And we were so excited. And it was huge and square. And we're like, what magnificent thing is in this box? And we open it. And it's just a mini trampoline workout thing. And
oh my God.
We were like, are you serious?
It was a rebounder. They were called rebounders.
They were called rebounders. And there's a weight limit.
And I just remember being so let down. That I was like, what in God's green earth is this? Like, I'm going to break my ankle. I'm going to slide through those little springs.
And you did.
Yeah. But all in all, we did have fun with it. It was
pushing one another off of it.
Weeks of like, what's in that box? Touching it, trying to shake it. It was so heavy. And then bam.
Oh, done.
Okay. I've got Natalie, a fast what you got? One. So I have to say they're separate. So there is the time that JJ, you and I went and saw the Family Stone on Christmas Day. It makes me tear up because Emily, you were with your ex-husband, I believe. This was, we were adults. You were somewhere, but you couldn't be with us. And JJ and I, we love to watch movies on the 4th of July. It started with our Aunt Jane with Batman, when we saw Batman with Aunt Jane, one of the Holy Trinity there, the three J's. But we saw that, but we went and saw the Family Stone, and I will never forget that. Cause every time I see that movie, which is one of my favorite movies, I think of the time that I got to spend with you, Jay. And then the other one is when Emily and I were on New Year's Eve, and it's the first parade of the new year is in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. College, we sure as hell are. And so Emily and I were with our cousin Rod, who I adore, and some other friends of ours, and we're all waiting, and we see these really good looking guys that cruise down, and they motioned for us to come because Emily and I made poor choices sometimes, and we went to go, and then they sped off, and everybody in Gatlinburg, Tennessee saw these people do that. They all start laughing. We start laughing. It was the walk of shame. It is the best thing. I wish somebody had recorded it and we could show it, because it was so funny. So good. Anyway, so that was my two things. But okay. I love that. That was such a good memory. Okay. Even though we got shamed, I didn't care.
Yeah. See, mine goes back to childhood, because I can't even, those were times when I couldn't even, I was not responsible for Natalie and Emily. Obviously, I was out of the picture. I would never have allowed that to happen. They could have been stolen. Yeah. I have two as well.
Wasn't with us.
I have two as well for Christmas. There was the time that I had broken my toe. Ooh. And I did not have a cast on it. And Natalie was roller skating downstairs. This was Christmas. And she rolled over said broken toe, and then I had to go to the doctor and get a cast. So thank you, Natalie, for rolling my toe with my brand new roller skates. And then second was the New Year's that the whole family spent together with our hands taped in socks because we all had the chicken pox. And we watched the ball drop with chicken pox. So that is one of my favorites. Mom taped us all of our hands together because she was yelling at us to stop itching. So that is it. That is our holiday story. Guys, I love you all so much. And I love our listeners. Thank you all for listening to our memories and our future hopes and our silly thoughts and our reflections.
Yeah, this is, and you're going to hear us. We're going to leave you now. Caregiving 2023 reflections and resolutions. And here is to an amazing 2024. And we are so happy to have you guys with us. Guys, until the next time, we'll see you in the new year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, friends, that's a wrap on this week's confession. Thank you so much for listening in on UK Health Radio. But before you go, please take a moment to leave us a review and tell your friends about the Confessions Show. Don't forget, visit our website to sign up for our newsletter and connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Twitter. You'll also find the video recording of all our episodes on the Confessions website and our YouTube channel. We'll see you next Tuesday when we come together to confess again. Till then, take care of you.